October 27, 2013, Sunday Message. Commune with the Holy Son and the Bunche. This is what you must do most urgently at this time. Scriptures, John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hallelujah! I bid you the love of the everlasting Holy Father God and the peace of the Holy Son. There is a purpose for which the omnipotent and omniscient God created all things that are in heaven and earth, and for which He created human beings in order to take them as their counterpart of love and love them. Also, they created human beings so that throughout the life of their body on earth, they would live loving God, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Son, and through that, they would transform their spirit into the form of a bride, go to heaven, and live rejoicing forever. If people first absolutely believe in God, serve Him, love Him, do according to His word, and love within God's will, physical love too will achieve the ideal world. Spiritual mental love also will achieve the ideal world. Since their bodies love God, their spirits will change, and together with their souls, they become brides who are God's counterparts of love. This is communing and connecting with God. A life that communes with God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Son, and the Savior is: you must listen to the word of this time period and become one with God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Son, and the Savior of this time period. To be one means to believe, accept, love, not be shaken 100%, and to live according to that word. Right now, at this time, the thing that Providence must do most urgently is living while communing with the Holy Son and the Bunche, conversing with them, and loving. I pray and bless that everyone live a life communing with God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Son, and the Savior completely, and have a complete change both in your spirit and body through this word.